This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. In a bit of good economic news yesterday, Sebastopol's Palm Drive Hospital announced they are now able to pay off their creditors and end the bankruptcy they entered almost 2 years ago. The new recovery plan was enabled by the planned sale of $10 million in Certificate of Participation bonds when a buyer for those bonds confirmed their willingness to buy them earlier this week. Details of the plan must still be reviewed and approved, a process that is expected to take another 2 months. The only acute medical care facility in western Sonoma County, Palm Drive has struggled since the community purchased it from the previous corporate owner in 1999. A parcel tax approved by voters in 2004 was not enough to stave off the Chapter 9 filing in April 2007. But more recently, the 37-bed hospital has been getting creative, first by forming a partnership with four other small community hospitals in the North Bay, more recently by developing a new customer base from Marin County, the inmates of San Quentin Prison. Palm Drive CEO Jim Russell says that was a way for his facility to make fuller use of their existing resources.
Basically outpatient diagnostic procedures, and then recently we moved to surgical procedures, colonoscopies, and we are now moving into some orthopedic surgeries.
The benefits to the hospital are believed to be at least $500,000 annually, but the impacts, Russell says, are minimal.
We see patients literally every day, yet very few people know that they're out there. They have an entrance separate to themselves and really have a very small footprint in the hospital. So other than the fact that there are guards around, occasionally you see them, you wouldn't know that any services are being provided.
Another innovation recently implemented at Palm Drive doesn't directly affect the bottom line, although it may help. Psychologist David Murphy wrote and received a grant from the California Endowment to provide mental health services specifically to two types of hospital patients.
Integrating mental health services or psych services into general hospital, but also providing services to those people who are frequent users to see if we can have an impact there.
Although he counsels patients in the intensive care unit and on other wards, Dr. Murphy feels he's making the most significant impact by being on call for the emergency room.
One of my interests is in chronically ill patients, and there's usually a mental health component with people that are frequent users of medical services in all the hospitals in the county. Part of the grant that I wrote is about serving that population of frequent users who often for mental health reasons don't take good care of themselves.
And by virtue of Dr. Murphy's early interventions in the ER, Jim Russell notes that Palm Drive has had to transfer far fewer patients to the bigger hospitals in Santa Rosa.
In 2007, there were 13 transfers from this hospital to the county facility. Five of those transfers were police escorted. This past year, thanks to the program that Dr. Murphy has run, we've reduced it to only 3 transfers. The great benefit is to the patients themselves because they get to stay in their local community and they don't get to be incarcerated in the county facility.
And incidentally, getting their care close to home is also a good thing for their community hospital. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.